This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm all excited, class. Probably just one more day of baling hay, and then we'll begin moving that hay and storing that hay. How much did we get? It looks like by the time I'm done today, we're going to have somewhere around 250,000 pounds of hay. Where should we be? 500,000. So we're going to be about 50% short, and we are going to do our best to keep the cows. We're going to put them on a diet. Actually, they're on a diet. We are going to let them eat and trim everything in sight. And if a cow eats it, on our farm, it is not a weed. So they are going to be moved into paddocks where they can trim all around the perimeter of the property, between fields, in the terraces. They're going to eat things that they probably would rather not eat. They like dessert like everybody else, and they're going to be exposed to eating more and more of things that they need to eat, but would probably rather not eat. During this hour, our resident expert and instructor, Gwyneth, will be teaching us a little bit about the relationships of how the monarchies of Belgium, Spain, the Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Luxembourg are slash were related to the Queen. But in the meantime, David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, Gwyneth, thanks.
You know, I thought we weren't going to get to that. When you said, hey, I thought he's not going to say, how you doing? But there you did.
Well, it's been difficult. Thanks for the kind words, Gwyneth. I appreciate it.
That's all right.
You know,
Vincent, David and I have been emailing back and forth, and because he's got a computer at his place, he's going to help me out. He's going to send his computer to me, and I'm going to begin doing some writing again when it arrives, and that will be very good. And his computer apparently hasn't got very many hours on it, but he was kind of feeling a bit discouraged. And so I sent some words of encouragement to him. And, I'm sure that helped him. And I was glad to help him. Yep.
You know, Gwyneth, I've been privy to some of the emails that you guys have been sending back and forth. And I think it's wonderful how instructors at USA Prepares are so kind toward each other and toward the class. It's just a wonderful thing. And David's got some great stories. David's life is an incredible journey. And it certainly would be a great read if you all get together and make that happen. I think that's something you're interested in, isn't it, right? Isn't that right, David?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. The pandemic hit and caused problems, and now my daughter passed away, and kind of shocked us, but what even shocked me more is contacting relatives and families. How many of them lost family members not over this? Not one family has not been stricken. It's just shocking. And most of them took the jab.
David, I'm very sorry for your loss. I don't know anything about it. But you're certainly in our prayers, your family, and I'm sorry to hear that. No, class. One second, David. You just said something that I wasn't going to say this, but I will. Class, I can't tell you the person's name because the family has not made the announcement, and it is not Dr. Shuley. But Dr. Shuley could certainly use your prayers. He's having a real tough go of it right now. And has since almost a year since he was shedded by someone who's vaccinated. But we just lost an instructor, not Dr. Shuley, a different instructor. And it's very sad. And this is not someone who's been on the air regularly. This is someone who's been on the air a couple times with us. And when I ultimately tell you his name, which will not be today, you will know who, you'll remember him. Very sad. And he was a veteran. And he would be treated by the Veterans Administration Hospital. His doctor said he got COVID. His doctor said, you need the vaccination. You need the next vaccination. He did what he was told to do. He got them. And he never recovered. He kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Ultimately died of pancreatic and liver cancer. And it was fast. It was horrible. And the treatment that he got was substandard. It made no sense at all to me. I'm not a doctor, but it made no sense. And when I learned this news, I said to the person who was telling me, they killed him. They killed him. He's a very dear friend. So
that's murder.
Absolutely. And that's
that
what Dr. Shuley.
That is actual murder.
That's what Dr. Shuley's been saying. So, class, we have had three instructors who got the jab. One of them is not on the air. Another one you know of and regrets every second of it. And then the third one just died from it. We've been saying, don't do it. Don't even think about it. Don't do it. But then again, you have medical professionals that wear white coats that say, oh, no, you got to get the jab. But as I asked Dr. Shuley, does anyone in the medical profession, what behind the needle, does anyone know what is in that liquid, in that serum that's being injected? Does anyone know? And the answer is no. No one knows. So the patients are trusting people who have no idea what they're being injected with. No idea. And they're dying from it. And I'm furious. I am absolutely furious. I'm angry. I'm angry that we have a bunch of buffoons on the radio saying it's fake, it's fraud, and to use their term, it's BS. This is death by syringe. This is death by design. This is mass murder. This is genocide. And this is the elite profiting from all this misery. It's outrageous. And there will be a day, and I'm not going to instigate it, but there will be a day when those who survive are going to play whack-a-mole. And you all know what I mean. That's coming. I'm not advocating it. I'm not endorsing it. But I got to tell you, there are people who are just, when their mothers, fathers, sisters, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and children have been killed by this, they're going to come unglued. And there's going to be no place for these despicable parasites to hide. It's coming. I'm very sorry for your loss, David. I really am. And
it's difficult to find out so many of our friends and relatives that passed. And we actually got kicked out of an office last month because my wife would not take the vaccines. I never heard of such a thing. This guy said because of her race, he said she's a white Asian, he had to give her, their policy was to give them all. They had a whole list of stuff they were wanting to give her plus the vaccination. And she said, well, first of all, I'm not Asian, so that's not going to go with me. I'm Cherokee Indian, and I'm not taking your vaccines. And the guy kicked us out. I can't help you get out. I never had such a thing happen before. We're both shocked. You know, and it's bizarre. You know.
We have two doctors here at USA Prepares who have said that this vaccine is dangerous. They're seeing patients who are suffering the ill effects of being vaccinated. We see it all around us. And a little over 2 years ago, 2019, I said that, we're reading the numbers. The numbers were climbing every single day. People who were infected, people who were dying, have died of COVID-19, the China virus, the man-made virus. But the question is, we see these numbers. Do we know of anybody? Has anybody had a member of their family pass away from it? And the answer was, in the early days, no. Now, it's what you said, David. There's not a single family that has been not affected by someone dying in their family from COVID or the vaccine. And COVID, the vaccine is COVID. According to Dr. Sheely, my question to him was, if the vaccine is to immunize a person from the COVID-19, wouldn't that be a COVID-19 serum? I'm paraphrasing. And he said, yes. Yes. So you get a mild dose directed into your bloodstream of the thing you want to immunize against. So you're getting a direct shot into the bloodstream where there's no protection. It passes through the skin into your bloodstream. It does not go through your digestive system, where it could be rendered harmless. It's injected where it can do the most damage. And yet, there's so many people who have been vaccinated, and they couldn't wait to be vaccinated. And I've asked them, why'd you do it? Why did you get vaccinated? We told you. Don't do it. And they'd say, yeah, but, you know. And so their final answer about the vaccine, why they got vaccinated, is always the same. I didn't want to get COVID. So how could you not want to get COVID and then say to some guy or gal you don't know, would you please give me a shot of COVID? Thank you very much. That's what happened.
It's insanity.
It is insanity. Gwyneth, I'm sure David has a few more comments, and then we'll get into the monarchies of Belgium, Spain, Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Luxembourg. They're all related. We'll be right back. David, please stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David is in Illinois. Both instructors. David, quick question for you. I know you listen to some talk radio. I don't, so I have no idea. But how is our track record here at USA Prepares compared to other broadcasts?
Well, we pretty much seem to stay on the same. We all seem to think the same way. We seem to have the same concerns and ideas. But the other shows, if I listen to them, I get frustrated and have to turn them off because they'll flip-flop according to that sponsor at that particular given time. And, you know, and I can't, I don't like that. That's when I shut them off. You know, so,
well,
you're right about the planting and stuff because I planted 36 tomato plants this year. I finally got 10 to grow and the heat came and killed all them. So that's not a very good situation.
We're in serious trouble, class, and I use the term starvation. And Gwyneth corrected that. We're facing famine. We really are. Right now, flour is a little difficult to get. Sugar is difficult to get. We're finding that the tomato skins on tomatoes. I've been asking all the instructors. We're all finding out the same thing. What's with these tomato skins? They're really hard. You can choke on them. That's going to affect the price of tomato products. That's spaghetti sauce, salsa, ketchup. You know, the list is pretty long. Cattle prices are up for the most desirable young cows, calves. The ones that are lean from the drought, they're bringing like 60 cents a pound, 50 cents a pound. And you get to eat those, you know, when you buy ground beef. You know, those small hamburgers that they sell at those fast food joints. I'm not going to mention a name, but they buy the least desirable animals. We are in for a rough ride. There's no fixing it. David, do you have any other comments that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I've seen an article about Australia right before the pandemic where they were talking about the immigration problem there and how one out of every four individuals living in Australia at that time, this was right before the pandemic, were illegal immigrants. And then on top of that, the politicians that they had there were getting massive kickbacks from these countries. So therefore, those individuals got priority services. Now, my thing is, I was going to ask, Gwen, is it gotten worse? I mean, because that's pretty good now, amount of number of people there, you know.
That's exactly what we were talking about in our number one. That's exactly what we were talking about. They have been pushed to the front of the queue. And like I say, they don't have a compatible way of life with us white Aussies. And they don't even really have a compatible way of life with Aborigines. You know, and white Aussies have been living with Aborigines for the last couple of hundred years, and we don't tend to mix very much, with a few exceptions. I mean, my brother married an Aboriginal woman, but, you know, they didn't get on. They ended up getting divorced, and she ended up marrying another Aboriginal man. You know, and he's ended up with another white woman, funnily enough. But the thing is, you know, white people and Aboriginal people don't really get along. But we've tolerated each other, sometimes not. Sometimes there have been genocides and all of that. But, you know, the situation that's here in Australia now is that the white Aussies are finding themselves at the bottom of a heap next to the Aborigines. So you'll get an Aboriginal camp in the forest, which they've been doing forever, literally, for thousands of years. And then you'll get a white Aussie camp in the forest. You know, and I'm not sure, or actually I can sort of do some chess moves out how that's going to go down into the future. But they don't mix, and they don't really get on with each other, and they're finding themselves next to each other at the bottom of the pile, socioeconomically. You know, I can hear music, if you want to comment on that, Vincent,
I will. We'll break back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona. The autopsy report says he OD'd on fentanyl. The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio, at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least two people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Boston-based Lawyers for Civil Rights is the law firm. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Because you're about to hear me say something that you might think is insensitive or I've actually gone off the deep end. But I'm going to say it anyway. I am a person who discriminates. I am. And I think that all of our instructors, all of your instructors, discriminate. And I think all of you do as well. And I also think that anyone who does not discriminate is an idiot. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm talking about if you think that all appliances are the same, you're an idiot. If you don't try to get the best appliance, the best, whatever it is you're trying to do, that makes no sense. So we all discriminate based on our value systems. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about people. I'm talking about things. I've discriminated about certain places where I don't want to live. I will not live in New York City unless I'm confined, you know, under arrest. I'm not going to go there. I have no desire to expose myself to the filth, the corruption, the cost, the criminality of New York City, nor San Francisco, nor Chicago. I am discriminating against them because of what they are. Not what, it's what they have done that goes against my grain. Class, we have instructors who are of multiple races, multiple cultures. However, we all get along just great. We really like and love each other because our values are the same. We have many common threads that we all agree on. We know the difference between right and wrong, truth and lies. We're willing to help people. But to be unbiased is crazy. You need to be biased against things that are wrong. For example, to me, it's kind of foreign to have multiple wives. It's actually very foreign. But years ago, to Mormons, that was the way to go. And Mormons are white. How about that? So I got a problem with that thought of lots of wives. Where's the loyalty there? Okay, so it's back to birds of a feather flock together. It's just kind of the way it is. It's nurture and nature. Gwyneth, have I said something that you think is upsetting?
No, not at all. The thing is that you're right. Even among the white people, there's different cultures of white people. Okay? For example, I would say that probably the majority of white Aussies, what you would call rednecks, what we would call bogans, okay, and this is what most people would think of when they think of as a white Aussie, you know. So probably listens to heavy metal music. Probably decorates their front yard with broken down cars. when they have a front yard and probably their own place, maybe even if they rent the place, they're going to have broken down cars, you know, three or four or five of them lined up in the front yard, and they usually hold them Commodores or Ford Falcons. Those are the two cars of choice, possibly Holden Kingswood. These are all different breeds of cars that are here in Australia. But I'm not a bogan because my ancestors, and this is where it's going to tie into the discussion that we're going to have, my ancestors were British blue bloods. Most white Aussies, their ancestors were not British blue bloods. Their ancestors were criminals that were sent here because they were criminals, and this was a convict colony. So my ancestors were people that were sent here to guard the criminals. And that's just how it is. So, and as soon as I open my mouth, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but any white Aussie out there, as soon as I open my mouth, they know that I'm not really one of them. Because it's apparent in my voice that I have got that little bit of a blue blood accent. And whether you can pick it or not, I don't know if you can pick it or not, because it's hard to hear your own voice, but I've heard my recordings of my voice, obviously, on the archive. And I can speak like a white Aussie properly if you want to. This is how they speak. And it's apparently really, really hard to do a proper Aussie drawing, but because I've been living here for most of my adult life, I can do it. But that's not my natural voice, is it? And most Aussies, most white Aussies, what I just demonstrated was how they speak. That's not how I speak. And my ancestors, from the dawn of time, have been a different genetic than their ancestors. Which, you know, this is it. And this is the British and the European blue bloods, this is how they've been. So it's not just Australia, it's Europe. You've got a group of people who are of a different genetics in Europe that run the show. And on average, they are taller, they're stronger, and they're smarter than the average plebeian who conducts his trade, whatever that might be, whether he's a farmer or blacksmith or whatever, you know. And they have kept themselves separate in their genetics for thousands of years. And they are the British and European blue bloods. They don't intermarry with the plebs. They just don't. And here in Australia, by and large, it's true. The blue blood Australians, I mean, I'm not rich, but I own my own farm, and I have a relative who is moderately wealthy, not hugely wealthy, but she bought me a farm a while back, and that set me up in my life. Not this farm, another farm. And that set me up in my life. And, you know, that's the reason why I own my own farm today. But the thing is that it's the same thing. Birds of a feather flock together. And my tribe of white Aussies is not very common. But I find that when I do meet them, some of them I really get on well with, and others of them I don't. Because a lot of the blue bloods are really not very nice people. And I don't want to associate with them because I don't agree with them. And I think that I can see the flaws in their character, and I don't want to be around it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. And so can you share with us how these monarchies of Belgium, Spain, Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Luxembourg are related to the Queen. Who's related to? I mean, because it goes up from the Queen to King George the VI. It goes to King George the V, the House of Windsor, King Edward the VII.
They've been intermarrying for at least 1,000 years that we can trace. Okay? And they've been marrying their cousins backwards and forwards. So although it might, you know, that they might have written on their, you know, whatever certificate they have or whatever title they carry, you know, Queen of England or Queen of the Netherlands or whatever, in reality, they're not Dutch, they're not English, they're not German, they're not Spanish or Greek or whatever it is. They are blue bloods. They are a nation that is in Britain and Europe, Ireland as well, okay, and all the British Isles. But they, like, sit as a layer of genetics that is above all the ordinary people. So all of the regular nations that are in each nation that are there, and then they look at their royal house and they say, and if you ask the regular person on the street, oh, well, you know, who runs the show around here? Oh, that'd be the king over there in his palace. Or what country does he come from? And they look like you, yeah, and they would look at you as if you've got rocks in your head. If you're in Holland, they'd say, "Well, he's Dutch." You know, we're in Holland. We've got a Dutch king. thinking. You know, he was in England as they are, you know, he's British. You know, if you're in, you know, Spain, they say, oh, he's Spanish. But it's not true. They're not Dutch, and they're not British, and they're not Spanish, and they're not Greek or whatever. They are their own race. They are their own genetic of people, and they marry all across Britain and Europe within their own nation that rules everybody else. So they're not Dutch, and they're not British, and they're not Greek, and they're not Spanish, and they're not Italian, and whatever the other nobilities that there are, you know, Denmark and Norway and all the rest of it. They're not any of them. They're their own nation that rules everybody else, and they don't have a country of their own. They just rule everybody else, and they intermarry with everybody else, and they've got their own class structure within their own nation. Okay, so at the bottom of their class structure, you've got people like me. And then you've, which, you know, genetically are blue bloods, but really, you know, there's no titles. There might be a bit of land. There's still the genetic. They've still got the height. They've still got the brains. They've still got the strength. And they've still got the attitude of we run our own show. That is the most important thing. And that is something that is epigenetically very, very strong with these people. They have the epigenetic of, we run our own show and nobody tells us what to do. You can't tell them what to do. They will run their own show no matter what. And, you know, but this... And then you've got the nobles who tend, you know, they become lawyers and politicians if they don't actually have titles. And then you get the titled lords and nobles and all the rest of it. And then you get the royalty, and they're at the top. But they're all their own genetic, and they're genetically distinct. They are called the Ashkenazim. And a lot of people, when they hear Ashkenazim, they think Jew. They're not Jews.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I think you were probably shocked, as was everybody listening to this, that this group of royalty is unto themselves. Kind of like the Amish, kind of like that gal that I was my first girlfriend, and her mother found out that we were seeing each other and had an absolute fit because I wasn't Jewish. And I got thrown overboard. It seems that her family and those that went to her synagogue would not allow the intermarrying of, you know, anyone who was not Jewish. And I was raised Roman Catholic of Italian heritage, and I was absolutely, positively unacceptable. And I think that's what you're finding in what Gwyneth is saying, that it was okay with me that she was Jewish, but it wasn't okay with her family that I wasn't. And that is what we're finding out about the royalty. Queen Elizabeth II going up to King George VI, the King George V, the House of Windsor, rising up to King Edward VII, going up to Prince Albert, the House of Coburg. And so we've got Queen Victoria. We've got Leopold I of Belgium. We've got Prince Philip, who was married to Queen Elizabeth II, who was related to Prince Andrew, who was related to George I of Greece. I mean, it's like an interlocking directorate of corporate structures that they're all connected. So if you're wondering why the phone prices are the same for cell phones, it's because of cooperation and intermarrying and interlocking directors. That's what the family tree of Europe looks like. Gwyneth, you are absolutely, yes, positively right.
And they all marry their cousins, and they've been marrying their cousins for at least 1,000 years. And that's not good. You know, go to the Appalachian Mountains and some of the, I think they call them hollers. And,
Collars,
you know,
yeah.
West Virginia.
H-O-L-L-E-R.
Yeah, you get, like, 10 families that have been living in the same area for, you know, the last 200 or 300 years, and they've all been marrying each other in this hollow, and they're all related. This little village up way up in the Appalachian Mountains. But you get people and you look at them and their eyes don't point in the same direction. This is it. And the other thing that tends to show when you get into breeding is that the teeth, they grow weak. That is the, one of the areas. So you'll often see that, you know, if you get a family where in the past there's been a lot of interbreeding, then the teeth tend to become weak. So they'll rot out by the time they're about 30 or 40, no matter what they do, no matter how they... And that's been a problem in my own family because I'm from a blue blood family. I'm probably upwards of 95% British blue blood in my genetics because my father was a British blue blood and he met my mother and... You know, my mother was not a wealthy woman. Her father, they were one of the poorest and most despised families in the whole town, because my pop, my mum's dad, was the town drunk. And so, you know, but it turned out that although he was a drunkard, but he was a British blue blood from a very wealthy and prominent family. But he got tricked into coming out in Australia. He was a guard at Buckingham Palace. My pop was a guard at Buckingham Palace before he got exported to Australia. And he got tricked into coming out to Australia on a soldier settler scheme, thinking that he would get a 200-acre fully set up dairy farm. And he trusted the king, and the king tricked him. And instead of getting a 200-acre fully set-up dairy farm, he got 200 acres of eucalyptus forest, of big, huge trees, you know, the size of redwoods. And he got given a spade, a cross-cut saw, a pick and an axe, and told to clear this forest. You know, it was an impossible task, and he, of course, he failed. You know, he spent 14 years out of it and failed, because it was impossible to succeed at such a task, and it turned into the drink. And he came from a wealthy family, and my grandmother came from a wealthy family.
Gwyneth, very quickly, can we continue this next week? I think this is absolutely fascinating, and I think our class needs to know what royalty is all about. So,
and birds of a feather flock together.
And that's just the way it is.
With my mom and dad.
And that's just the way it is. And I don't think it's bad. I really don't think it's... I like people like me, and I don't like people who have opposite values. I really have a problem with homos. They're not like me. David, any quick comments? 5 seconds.
No, this is bizarre to me, the royalty. So.
Jake was in big David, trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.